Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
With me now is Kristen of Zoe Girl. You know, it's been said that you're not afraid to tackle the hard issues that today's teens face.
As females, we have an opportunity here to really speak into these issues that they're going through, and we wanted to be honest. We wanted to tackle them and face them and not shy away, because we are seeing so much going on in their lives, even at very young ages, and it's scary. But we wanted them to know that, number one, they're being heard and that they're not alone, and that if there's anything that we can offer to them. And so I really think a lot of those things, self-esteem, eating disorders, teen sex, all of that, I really think is coming out of those self-worth, those deep-rooted self-worth, our lacking of self-worth in Christ. You know, we have just done our best to try to encourage them in that and finding their worth in Jesus and not in the world and not in their friends and not in their clothes, because it's difficult. We know as females the pressures when we look through our magazines and we, you know, even with the things that we've been through, getting to do photo shoots and, you know, they make you look all perfect, quote unquote, you know, through their editing. But really, we're just average normal girls that love God and have our insecurities just like anybody else. And we wanted them to know that, to see that. And so we just really felt like God gave us a platform to just speak into their lives as females. And that's what we've tried to do from the most honest perspective we could.
Kristen, how has working with the Revolve Tour affected your life?
Oh, well, it's been wonderful. I think that this is the second year of Revolve, and so this is our second year to be part of it, which we're so glad. It was really neat when the opportunity came up for us, because we felt like, because of all the issues that they're addressing, that is what we've been doing now, you know, with our music for these past, you know, 6 years. And so it just seemed like another great opportunity for us to continue that and really focus on these girls. And so I think personally, I mean, I've just loved just getting to look into their eyes again and just see the transformations that are happening. Just listening to the other speakers, I've been really touched by everybody else on this tour. For hearing Tammy's story, you know, of her grief and how she's overcome that and how she's, you know, her faith has gotten her through, and Natalie's struggles and her story. I mean, it's just been so awesome to just be so honest with everybody as far as what they're talking about on stage, and just feel a part of a family of people that is really has the same goal as far as what we want to help communicate to all these teenagers. So it's just really, I've been really honored to be a part of something that's doing work like that, you know, and I feel like it just lined right up with what Zoe Girl's all about.
So truly connected from your heart. Kristen, what's next for Zoe Girl? Where is God leading you?
Well, there are several things happening in Zoe Girl. So Chrissy had a baby in August, which is so exciting. She had a baby girl, and I'm expecting, my husband and I are expecting our first in February. And so those are kind of the big, huge things that are happening. And then also, too, the girls and I have kind of decided, we feel kind of God is leading us into some different areas for a while, with just different, you know, we all three have different venues that we kind of want to pursue in music and other things. And so we've actually decided to kind of take a break and to kind of pursue some of those individual things where we feel like God's leading us for a while. You know, just being so thankful for the 7 years that we've had together and knowing that, you know, we have such a respect and love for each other. And so, but we feel like he's kind of leading us into some other areas now. And we're excited because it's been, we've kind of grown together. You know, when we first started, we were all single and you know, not married and, you know, no mortgages or things like that. And here we are 7 years down the road with an incredible 7 years of ministry. And all, you know, entering into different chapters of our lives. So that's where we feel like God's leading us.
Wonderful how God continues to lead you on. Well, thank you very much, Kristen, for talking with me and spending some time with the listeners and letting them know more about the heart of Kristen of Zoe Girl.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.